If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Hi, this is Robin.
Robin, do you have a story for us, an expensive accident?
I do. I have PTSD listening to you guys right now.
Oh, what happened?
So I was younger, and I was doing some odd jobs, and so I used to dog sit and house sit. And so I went this one house I used to dog sit at, I would bring my old golden retriever with me. And he was about 12 years old, so he was slow. So I parked in the garage at this bougie house in North Andover that I was dog sitting at. And he took his time. And so I opened the door to the car. I was in the garage. So I opened the car. I let him take his time, get in the back seat, whatever. I get in the car. I open the garage and I pull out. And I didn't shut his door to his side.
Oh, no.
So I floored it out of the garage. I broke the garage, and my door to the back seat was all the way accordioned and pinned me in the driver's side.
Oh, my
God.
No!
And yes. So this was, like, not my house. I was a poor student. I was hysterical. My dog was all traumatized. I had to, like, pull the car out of the garage, and I had to try and get the door as closed as I could, and I had to tie it with rope to get it to the, like, auto shop.
Oh, my God. Did you have rope, or was it at the house?
I had, like, bungees and, like, I had something, and so I was able to, but the car door was open about, I don't know, 2 feet because
I couldn't
shut it all the way.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You're trying to bend
garage,
it back.
I broke my car. Yeah.
And the dogs definitely sense when something's not right, so then they're all out of sorts.
Well, of course, yeah.
But what did the call to the homeowners sound like?
Well, I think I blacked that out a little bit. Luckily, they were lovely people, and I think the wife had done something similar. So... They were okay with it, but they could have totally filleted me, but they were very kind. They didn't make me feel bad. They knew I was a young student.
Right.
So, but the biggest thing was the trauma to finding, you know, the deductible to get my car fixed. So the money I was trying to make to kind of get ahead, I had to spend on the car. So.
Yeah. When you brought the car to get fixed, when you brought it in, I always love looking at the faces of all the mechanics and the guys and the people working at the auto body shops. They must just look at you and go, wow, either this is really new, or no, you're my fourth one today with the car door bent back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
No, the guy I went to quite frequently, Tommy, he was like, well, that's a new one.
That's the thing. Like, sometimes I amaze people with the amount of, like, my husband was laughing hysterically. He's like, I don't even know how it's possible that you created this much damage to the door.
Right.
Right.
Like, well, I'm pretty skilled, apparently.
Well, luckily, like I said, your car, you said, was totally fine. So, you know, you didn't almost rip your car door off like I did. So,
that's
one ahead of me.
And it's impressive that you were able to even fold the door back the other way enough to get a bungee to close it. That's impressive strength, Robin.
I think it was endorphins.
Yes.
I think it was just like, and I had to shimmy out through this side door. Like, I couldn't even get out the driver's
door. I love
you.
Oh, my God. Robin, I'm picturing this in my head. And I absolutely love you. I love that you shared this
with
us.
You just don't even know. This little red Chevy Cavalier.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Took a beating. And now I can look back and laugh. And so hopefully that made you feel a little bit better about
Oh, my God.
Situation.
You made me feel so better. Thank you for one-upping me. I appreciate you.
Are you going to post a photo on the website?
Oh,
or
it's
the...
up.
If
you follow us on Instagram, it's up there now. You can see pictures of the damage for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All impressive. Right. I will take a look.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, ladies.